Welcome to the Legacy and Faith Show, featuring estate and tax attorney Paul Grant. The Legacy and Faith Show is about the journey of discovering how to create plans that protect wealth and family values for generations. And now the host of the Legacy and Faith Show, Paul Grant.
Along with co-host Mark Holland, another edition of the Legacy and Faith Show with Paul Grant. Hello there, Mr. Grant.
Hi, Mark.
We are sheltering in place, keeping our social distance.
We are still sheltered in place.
But still, very important questions. Maybe people have more time on their hands. We've said that over the last few shows to be contemplating their financial plan and their estate issues. And you
That's
want to
right.
talk about that this week, though. One of the most common things that people ask you about, they say, is I just want a simple plan.
Yeah, that's for sure. That is certainly one of the most common phrases. The most things that people are looking for is I just want simplicity. And so I want to take a little bit of time and uncover, well, what does it mean to have a simple plan? What does the client asking for when they ask for a simple plan? And you're right, we're sheltered in place for a time. As a reminder, our law firm is still open, and so we're able to assist people as you contemplate these things, as you hear the show. We have opportunities coming up for you to get involved and to actually take the next step, because whether you need a simple plan or a complex plan, the first thing, the first call to action is always you got to take a step. And so we're still open. As a matter of fact, on Tuesday, June 2nd is going to be our next webinar. So everything is done by webinar right now. And it is going to be another educational discussion on a biblical perspective of estate planning. And that is going to be running at 7 p.m. on Tuesday, June 2nd. So head over to the website, legacyandfaith.com, and there's an opportunity to register for that. So head over to legacyandfaith.com for our upcoming Tuesday, June 2nd, a biblical perspective on estate planning.
Well, what do people mean when they say they want a simple plan? What is it? What have you found through the years? What does that really mean?
Well, the first thing that people really mean, and so I'm going to be very direct here. Everyone sit down. So I'm going to be really straightforward is I want something that's cheap. So that's really one of the first things is it's almost code for saying, I don't want to spend too much money on this plan. So how can I get what I need, but yet remain cost effective or I don't mind cost effectiveness. I like to find good deals. I look at things that Costco send me because if I'm going to purchase something, I want to see if there is an opportunity to save a little bit of money.
Sure.
I don't mind people being frugal and or responsible with their finances. And I solely, absolutely respect that we are all in different financial positions. So what may seem like a lot of money to one person is really not very much to another. And so I respect that we all have different economic situations. But the thing that that really is difficult to work past is someone who just wants to be cheap. And that's a mentality. That's not being frugal. It is not being a good steward. And I think we all know the difference out there is that if you're just looking for cheap, then your estate plan is going to suffer. You're going to find something that just simply won't work for you and your family because you've taken a step that says, I'm about saving money compared to actually getting a plan that is going to work for me. And so in this area of estate planning, it's really concerning to me that people come to the office and say, I want something that's simple. And after discussing it with them for a little bit, it's really that they don't have the desire to help their family. They're just looking for something with the least that is the least expensive.
Do you find that this is people who don't have very many assets who want the cheap plan?
No.
Are there people who have tons of assets
and
still are cheap?
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely. Yeah. And let me say this. I am not the cheapest attorney out there. You can find cheaper people to work with, but then I am always going to question whether or not the time was given into the plan to really create what you need. And so, but yes, cheap is a mentality.
Hmm.
It is not about money.
Some of the biggest cheapskates you'll ever meet are people
who have good multi-millionaires money. That's right. Absolutely. But then they would pound their fists and say, that's how I got money. And it's just like, okay, that's fine. But at what point does this issue become such a value that you're saying it doesn't matter? My objective is to ensure a couple things, that I'm safe if and when I need help during my lifetime. And number two, that there is a clear path of transition when I die. And so at some point, the dollar value has to be almost inconsequential to get estate planning done right. Now, I'm not talking go out and find the most expensive people either, but all I am saying is that when there's a group of individuals that it is easy to recognize that when they come in asking for simple, they just mean, I don't want to spend money. And so if that is the case, then just go do your own online internet search and don't bug an attorney, please. We've got other things to do. We've got clients that actually want to be led to a good plan, and we want to focus on those people. And I know that sounds harsh, but please, you're not helping yourself and you're not helping anyone else by being cheap. So number one, get rid of the mentality that there should be something that is inexpensive and should just happen by osmosis. You cannot do an estate plan that is strategic for your family, is going to work for you, if you're not willing to write a check. And so that's number one, is that simple does not mean cheap. Now, okay, so that was a little bit of Paul Grant ranting, and I apologize out there, but it literally is one of the first mentality hurdles that you got to get over.
Well, maybe even before that, maybe is 50% of people don't have a plan at all.
Correct.
So you're leaving that group out. That's the ultimate cheap plan.
Yeah, and that's the ultimate wrong plan, because
50% of people have no plan.
Yeah, still, and it is a little bit breathtaking. And so what you're doing is that, no, the state won't take everything in that particular circumstance, but the state will dictate what the outcome is. So what you've done by not doing any estate plan at all is that you've lost your voice. You have lost the ability to control what happens to you if you need assistance during your lifetime, and you have lost control of speaking to the fact of what you want to have happen should you die. And so therefore, it's not about the state taking everything. That is an inaccurate conclusion. The right conclusion is that whatever the state has put in place, that will govern the plan. Whether it's during your lifetime or whether it's when you die, no estate plan means you've lost control and you've lost your voice. So, that is kind of the ultimate simple plan, because then you've really done nothing. But people still want some type of planning. Now, here's a couple quotes just for fun. Leonardo da Vinci said, simplicity is the ultimate sophistication. And I tend to agree with this perspective, is that unfortunately, when people come in and say, I want a simple plan, the problem is that they don't understand the potential pitfalls that, based upon experience and education, I have seen repetitively. And so if I've watched these things happen over and over and over to families, then isn't it not my first job to protect your plan from falling into known pitfalls? Now, unless you've done a lot of studying and a lot of research, you may not know what those pitfalls are. And so therefore, something that is simple, I'm using air quotes on the radio because you can't see me use air quotes on Round Simple, but something that is simple could be, let me just use a beneficiary designation. But yet, if we use a transfer on death or a beneficiary designation, there have been so many times when that did not help the person who was named as the beneficiary. And so even though that's simple, just go to your bank or go to your investment account and put a transfer on death or put a beneficiary onto the account, and then by contract, that institution has to do what you've said. But is that the best plan? Yeah, that was simple. It probably took you all of 10 minutes to check your beneficiary. So for you, it was simple. But did it reach the right conclusion, and was it simple for the ultimate beneficiary? So when we ask the when I hear people say, I want a simple plan, then the question, it begs this question, which is simple for you or simple for your beneficiary? Because those could be completely two different worlds.
Why wouldn't that be simple for the beneficiary to just be named the inheritor of that account or that estate or what?
Well, I could go on to scenarios and examples of why that's not simple. And it's all the pitfalls that I'm talking about, which is what if it's a minor? So these are cases that I have done. I have had minors be a beneficiary on an IRA with no plan. And so therefore, it costs tens of thousands of dollars to get a judge to write off that the mom was going to be the custodian over that money. And now anytime the mother has to or wants to utilize finances for that minor, they have to go get court approval. Otherwise, the institution has a lock on the account every time you want to use that money. So let me ask you, was that simple? Is that simple for the beneficiary? Is it simple for the mom? And so how about simple that a person's only son happened to be having a drug problem at the time, and yet he's the beneficiary? The story goes on that he's actually in jail at the time that he receives the inheritance. And you may say, well, my kids aren't in jail. My kids are good. Well, how about this scenario? Because this has happened in my firm, that someone dies and the beneficiary is in the middle of a divorce. And so guess what? The ex-spouse or the soon-to-be ex-spouse says, I need part of that. So now it's on the table to be argued for. So if the attorney knows what they're doing, they should be able to protect those. What if they have creditors? What if they're just crappy financial managers? And so I don't care how much you like your kids, that money's going to be wasted. Is that your true intent? So what appears to be simple, because that's a very, very valid question, why not just use a beneficiary designation? It takes me 5 or 10 minutes because we don't know where any beneficiary is at the time of your death. And so now we've set up a plan that must happen without any flexibility to meet the needs at the time that you pass away. I tell people all the time, and I've said it on this radio show many, many times, which is estate planning can be so simple. Just tell me 30 days before you die, and then we'll get it all right. Because then I can look at the beneficiary and say, well, nothing should change in the next 30 days. So yeah, let's use a beneficiary designation. Or I've interviewed the beneficiary so that this is what's going to take place with the money. Or we know that these are your finances. And so not only that, but beneficiary transfers, we forget about them. Well, what if we needed to change our estate plan? What if we get remarried? What if the beneficiary dies? And so there is a laundry list. I have two cases right now in my firm to where a beneficiary received money because of a beneficiary transfer. And then within 6 months before we could close the first estate, one of the beneficiaries dies.
What happens then?
Exactly.
Well, we'll find out after the break.
Well, but the whole point was, is that that was simple, wasn't it? That was simple.
Not so simple.
So the question here ultimately is, do you want it simple for yourself, or do you want it simple for those that you're leaving behind? So we're going to come back and we're going to find out if Leonardo da Vinci knew anything, because simplicity is the ultimate sophistication, he said. But we'll uncover it a little more after break.
Simple plan, not so simple this week. The discussion on the Legacy and Faith Show with Paul Grant. Paul, you have an upcoming webinar. Tell us about that again real quick.
Yeah, it is intended to be a workshop. So in other words, giving you ideas, working through a couple different worksheets to uncover some of your desires and values through this educational workshop. And that is coming up on Tuesday, June 2nd. Head over to my website, legacyandfaith.com. Sign up for it. It's at 7 p.m. We're going to be talking about a biblical perspective on estate planning. So head over to legacyandfaith.com.
Back with more of the Legacy and Faith Show with Paul Grant in just a moment.
Hi, this is Paul Grant with the Legacy and Faith Show. Hosea 4:6 says, "My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge." God's people need to be fully prepared in managing their finances and ensuring that their wealth is properly transferred. It is our passion to bring this knowledge to the body of Christ. If your church would benefit from having a financial and estate session that is biblically based, then I encourage you to reach out to us so that we can help design and implement a specific and strategic session for your church. Or if you are interested in estate planning services, then I likewise encourage you to reach out to us. You can go to legacyandfaith.com and receive all the information you need. Again, go to legacyandfaith.com.
Your photos, slides, scrapbooks, and home movies are invaluable and irreplaceable. Barry Kenny here with the Bear Services. Call us to save them as digital files to be stored electronically and shared liberally. We will even come to you so they stay in your possession. Go to thebearservices.com for more information. That's thebearservices.com.
Hi, this is Paul Grant from the Legacy and Faith Show. I want to remind you that we have a workshop coming up, The Truth About Estate Planning, A Biblical Perspective. That's coming up on Tuesday, June 2nd at 7 p.m. You can head over to my website, legacyandfaith.com, and get more information and sign up. Again, that's legacyandfaith.com.
We now return to the Legacy and Faith Show, featuring estate and tax attorney Paul Grant, and continue today's practical discussion to apply biblical principles for kingdom purposes.
Along with co-host Mark Holland, Legacy and Faith Show this week with Paul Grant, looking at the subject of, I want a simple plan. One of the most common questions people bring to Paul. He's heard it all, and he's trying to advise against a simple plan. Or we want to move into now, what does the Bible have to say about simple and being simple?
Yeah, and I'm really not trying to advise against a simple plan. I think there are ways to create simplicity. It's just that if I don't know where the client is, I can't give them accurate, honest advice. And so I'm trying to break down some of the mentality here that that if someone wants a simple plan, we need to stop and take a look at what does that really mean for them? Because if someone walks into the office and says, and one person says, I want a simple plan, that may mean something completely and absolutely different than the next person who walks in to say, and says, I want a simple plan. So it's not about really trying to create complex plans. It's really about what does the client need so that we can create a plan that will work for them and their beneficiaries. Because ultimately, I think that's what simplicity is. I want to make sure that what I have in my mind works. And so it's really trying to break down the mentality of simple and what does it mean. Well, the Bible does give us a little bit of direction on that term simple. And so a lot of them are found in Proverbs, the Book of Wisdom, of course. And so let's take a crack at a few of these. Is Proverbs 14:15 says that the simple believe everything, but the prudent gives thought to his steps. Now, number one is that the simple believe everything. In other words, there is no backing to what they are requesting or what they see, what their life perspective is about. And so it goes on to say that the prudent give thought to his steps. In other words, those who give time and consideration and mull this over, get wisdom, because wisdom is in a multitude of counsel. We cannot just give wisdom to ourselves. We need other voices to come in and find proper wisdom. So this first proverb is really the thought process that is ultimately where I want to get us, which is we have to have a discussion. We have to get wisdom around this thing called estate planning so that we can achieve whatever your vision is. So the prudent give thought. So how much thinking, how much thought process, how much writing down, how much vision casting have you done? Or have you simply taken up the mentality with your estate plan that says, they'll just get the money and I'm gone and I don't care? Actually, I think it's completely counter-biblical to have that perspective. If you have the thought process that I'm dead, I don't care, I think that it is biblically inaccurate as believers that we should ever have that thought process. The word is full of legacy language that we are to hand off to the next generation. We are to be intentional with the next generation. And so how is it intentional just to simply say, here's my money, go for it? I believe that it is counter-biblical to have that perspective. That is a worldly perspective of people who do not give thought about what the plans of God are in their life and what the anointing of your children, what and rests on them in order for them to actually fulfill their biblical, God-given destiny with what you are supposed to pass on. So the mentality of, I'm not going to be here, so just give it to them, is not a biblical perspective. Now, Proverbs 14:18, so a couple scriptures below, say that the simple inherit folly, but the prudent are crowned with knowledge. So there it is again. Simple inherit folly. In other words, there will be the, look, we know some of the pitfalls in estate planning, but if you don't come and look at those pitfalls, then the simple will inherit folly. They'll inherit those pitfalls. But the prudent, you're crowned. In other words, those who seek after knowledge, get wisdom, and find voices of counsel, you're going to be crowned with knowledge. And your crown then gets passed on instead of being inherited with folly. There's other portions where Proverbs says, whoever is simple, let them turn here. Or those who lack sense, let them turn there. In other words, it's just whatever is at you, whatever is before you, you simply turn into it. If society says go left, we're moving left. If society says go right, we're going right. And so the issue is, what is your heart and what is your passion to pass on a legacy? And by the way, legacy doesn't mean millions of dollars. Let's not be confused. This isn't about a dollar value. A legacy can start with a small seed. So what if somebody were to receive $10,000 but had strong instructions of how to utilize that for God's kingdom? I would love to have greater insight, although I don't get that from God's perspective of how many people have done well with a $10,000 seed that God has blessed for kingdom purposes, that it has grown exponentially and has turned into something that impacts the kingdom for generations. Yet people who have passed on millions of dollars with no kingdom vision, it has all been wasted and it has all been a fool's errand. So let's not get caught up on how much money you have. This isn't a money issue. This is a vision issue. This is a kingdom purpose issue that we need to tackle, is that we can take what God has given us and plant it into the next generation, and it can be blessed by God for kingdom purposes, and it can run a gamut of being blessed with through multiple hands, or it can be a fool's errand. But these scriptures come back that the prudent give thought, and the prudent are crowned with knowledge. And so my call to action for you is, we need to be prudent because it's what the Word of God tells us to be. And that's why I'm actually very passionate. I know sometimes you can probably hear some of the passion I have on the radio, and I hope you can, because this isn't about just beating a tax system. This isn't about just getting money to the right place. It's getting it to the right place for the right purpose. And as believers, I believe that when we seek after Him, that He will drop His purpose, not just for you, but purposes for your children, even when they're older, even when they're my age. So I'm in my 50s, but I want to receive wisdom and direction from my parents, from my pastors, from my friends, from those around me, so that when I receive any type of finances, whether it's by inheritance, whether it's by working hard, whether it's by any other measure, that I have a kingdom purpose for those finances, and I know exactly what I'm doing. I'm not building my kingdom here on earth. I want to build the kingdom of God here on earth. And so therefore, your estate plan should reflect those values. the value that God has given us a purpose and a vision with what he has entrusted us with. And it doesn't end when we die. It is to be handed off with, as a legacy to the next generation. And again, it doesn't matter whether it's a small bit or whether it's a large sum. When we trust God, when we put things into his hands and receive his super on top of what we are doing in our natural, it is a beautiful setup for kingdom purpose and kingdom building opportunities.
Okay, some of the heart of Paul Grant this week, the Legacy and Faith Show, looking at a simple plan. We'll continue this discussion next time. Maybe some of these issues will be discussed at your upcoming webinar. When is that again, Paul?
So that's coming up on Tuesday, June 2nd. Head over to our website, legacyandfaith.com. You can sign up. It's a biblical perspective on estate planning. So we'll talk more about this and other things on how do we pass on a legacy that will last generations and have kingdom effect.
June 2nd for that. Again, details at legacyandfaith.com. Always great stuff. The Legacy and Faith Show with Paul Grant here on KCIS.
Thank you for joining us for the Legacy and Faith Show. You can find more information about the show and Paul Grant at legacyandfaith.com. Join us next week at the same time as we learn to build God's kingdom and continue our journey on how to protect wealth and family values for generations. All discussions on the Legacy and Faith Show are intended to be about general legal issues. If a situation applies to you, then we encourage you to seek specific legal advice. Please do not rely upon any discussions from this program in place of having a personal relationship with your attorney. Any listener question that may have been answered also does not constitute legal advice and does not establish a client-attorney relationship.